This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. There are new rules during the pandemic for anyone residing in or traveling to Bethel. Passengers who get off at the Alaska Airlines terminal in Bethel will now be required to test for COVID-19. Plus, face masks will be required for anyone occupying a public space. As KYUK's Greg Kim reports, the city is still working on the finer details of enforcement.
At a special meeting Monday night, the Bethel City Council passed two emergency ordinances after listening to much of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's top brass, the Association of Village Council Presidents, and community members from around the Delta advocate for action. Roberta Charles, tribal administrator of the Lower Yukon community of Emonic, reminded council members that their decision would impact more than just Bethel.
We don't have all the resources within our healthcare system as well to handle a pandemic like this. We depend on you in our hub and things you put into place that's then going to affect our community.
The decision was unanimous. All seven council members voted to mandate airport testing, which will require passengers arriving in Bethel to either show proof of a negative result, get tested upon arrival, or quarantine for 14 days. Council members focused on two questions in their deliberations. Will YKHC be able to handle the increased number of tests, and how will the city enforce the testing mandate? YKHC's Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges assured council members the hospital has enough test kits for the approximately 100 passengers on each Alaska Airlines flight.
We think that Alaska Airlines may increase this and add another flight a couple days a week or 3 days a week. We strongly believe that we can support that as well.
Hodges acknowledged the turnaround time for test results has been longer lately because of the increased number of cases in Anchorage. YKHC sends its test samples to be analyzed by the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. While negative results are sometimes taking longer than a week, she said positives are usually returned within 3 days. YKHC's Dr. Elizabeth Bates added that they are soon adding 60 full-time equivalent staff to bolster testing capacity. The airport testing mandate will become effective Wednesday, September 2nd. The City Council did not let the potentially messy details of enforcement slow them down during Monday night's meeting. Here's how Councilmember Hugh Diamant approached it.
I wouldn't want to make the perfect the enemy of the good. We could pass this now and then work on enforcement later.
Councilmember Mark Springer offered an idea that would not require enforcement officers.
We're not going to have test police up there. However, we do have ordinances in place that regulate taxi cabs.
At Springer's suggestion, the council adopted a section that will require taxi drivers to check that passengers have proof of a test before allowing them in their vehicle. This could either be a negative test results from before their flight or a test receipt from YKHC at the airport. Spokesperson Tiffany Zolkowski said YKHC would be able to start providing test receipts by Wednesday. Council members also want Alaska Airlines to announce a testing mandate to incoming passengers, and YKHC said it could provide COVID-19 educational pamphlets that could be included in seatback pockets on planes. But in case there's a need for stricter enforcement in the future, the City Council allowed itself broad powers. The ordinance reads, quote, "The city reserves the right to use all available enforcement options, including Alaska statutes, to ensure compliance with this mandate." Councilmember Michelle DeWitt said the city could wait to see how people respond to the mandate.
Initially, if we found that folks weren't complying and maybe move into more of like a citation level of enforcement.
In the same meeting, the council also unanimously voted to mandate face masks in public places. The mask mandate will be effective immediately. Mark Springer summed it up succinctly.
Two words, masks work.
The mask mandate applies to any indoor public space, including taxis or buses. Masks are required outdoors as well if people cannot stay 6 feet apart. City Attorney Libby Bacalar suggested some reasonable flexibility on those rules.
And I don't think it's the council's or the city's intent to be taking people up by the scruff of their neck if they're seen out in public within 5.5 feet of another person on the boardwalk or street not wearing a mask. I mean, I think it's a reasonable compliance thing.
Little was mentioned about legal concerns that council members have brought up in the past about enforcing the testing and mask mandates without health powers. The wording of the ordinance was worked out between City Attorney Bacalar and YKHC based on the rationale that the state has delegated this power to local governments. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In more coronavirus news, Alaskans who have been in close contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19 should still get tested even if they don't have symptoms. That guidance from Alaska health officials comes despite changing guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control. Last week, the CDC quietly changed its guidelines to say that not everyone who has been exposed to COVID-19 positive people need to get tested if they aren't showing symptoms. Many health experts criticized the change and pointed out that quick testing of people exposed to COVID-19 can help identify people who haven't yet shown symptoms but can be extremely contagious. The New York Times reported that the CDC change followed pressure from the White House. President Trump has suggested that fewer tests could lead to a lower case count in the country. But the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says that the state's guidelines won't change and that everyone who has been identified as a close contact of an Alaskan who has tested positive should get tested. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up.